Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic Program. We do have Senator John Bozeman with us. And Senator, as always, thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, as always. We really enjoy your show.
Well, we need to talk about Social Security. And I know, Senator, we always seem like we talk about Social Security right around national election time because there's a lot of scare tactics. And I even had a lady come up to me and says, they can't cut my Social Security. I'm barely making it now. That is never going to happen. And I just got to say this. Radio guy, I can never see either side ever hurting the elderly, and we need to visit that each year.
Well, it's so important, and what we need to do is secure and strengthen Social Security. It's something that is so very important. I'm an optometrist and eye doctor, and seeing so many patients through the years, realizing how important it is. My mom, her friends, when she was alive, again, just realizing the importance of Social Security. So I think you make a good point. This time of the year, there's so many people that are come out and really use that for political gain or whatever. But for those that are retired or anywhere near retirement, there's simply not going to be any change. For our children, our grandchildren, because of the baby boomers, people like myself, as they retire, then you get in a situation where, well, when Social Security was enacted, you didn't get it till you're 65. The average age of death was 63. That was a pretty good deal for the government. Now we're blessed. You know, we live so much longer. So that's a good thing, but it does put stress on the system. And then also, when it was enacted, for every worker, for every retiree, there was 40 people working. Now we're in a situation it's down to about 3. You know, it's something that we have to look at in the future. It's going to take presidential leadership. It's going to take, most importantly, you know, the people, you know, agreeing to how we shore it up. Again, not for retirees, not for anybody that's close to retiring. There is very, very safe, without a doubt. But for my children, my grandchildren, people like that, there'll probably need to be some changes made. Again, not to take it away, but to strengthen it and secure it so that they'll have the same opportunities as people retired now.
Well, one thing that we also need to talk about when we look at Social Security, another hot topic is drugs in Arkansas. And something that really just a few years ago, it seemed like this is fairly new, the Arkansas Take Back Program. It's this coming Saturday, actually tomorrow. This is something that you've been an advocate for because you were kind of brought that awareness about the youth getting these prescription drugs from grandparents and parents. And it's become an epidemic.
No, it has become an epidemic. And one of the, in fact, it's the leading cause of accidental death in young people right now. What they do is take the pills and they'll drink along with that. It slows your heart rate so much that they simply don't wake up again. And so the Take Back program is really important. What that does is allow people to clean out their medicine chest of, you know, all the things that you accumulate. And many times it is prescription pain medication. I've heard stories, you know, and it's just, it's not unusual at all for young people to get started by actually, you know, taking those pills out of the medicine cabinet and then using them themselves and getting hooked in that way. So the problem that we're seeing in Arkansas and throughout the country as this epidemic rages is that with the increased price of getting prescription pills in the black market to support your habit, it's so expensive now, people are moving to heroin. And because of our open borders and things, that is very, very cheap. And then heroin is a tremendously lethal problem. So it's something that we have to address in Arkansas. We have to address it in the nation. But I really do appreciate those that worked so hard to get the Take Back programs where they're so successful. And it really is amazing. You ought to go by and visit one of the centers as they're getting this stuff back. It just shows how much we're over-prescribing this stuff. Because you'll see boxes and boxes and boxes, pounds and pounds of this stuff that people are bringing in, you know, off their shelves twice a year.
And Senator, every second counts tour. You've got a special tour coming up next week where you're honoring the first responders of Arkansas, and they are on the first line of defense for all of Arkansans.
They are on the first line, and you know, these are individuals that have tremendous responsibility. And they don't get paid very much. Their payment in the past has been the community's honoring and respecting them. And certainly in Arkansas, we very much honor and respect our people that, whether you're a firefighter or if you're an EMS or a policeman, whatever, at any point willing to, you know, answer the call and run out and do whatever they need to do to keep us safe. So the idea is to visit with them, ask them how we can help them. you know, what we can do on the federal level to give them the resources to keep us, the public, safe, but also to keep themselves safe. And then again, just give them a big pat on the back and thank the men and women that are working so, so very hard. I'm really looking forward to getting out, visiting, and actually riding with them and seeing what's going on.
Last week, the second most powerful court in the country delivered a harsh rebuke of Obama administration's rule on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Explain what this appeals ruling means and what's going on with this situation.
This is so important. I'm glad that you mentioned that. The Consumer Finance Bureau is an agency that was created really to provide oversight to the banks, additional oversight. The problem is that they've created a bunch of unnecessary regulation. It's really making it hard for the banks, not the big banks, the community banks. The backbone of America is small business, but the backbone of small business is the community banks. So they need to be regulated, but they don't need to be overregulated. And that's really what's happening. So it makes it really difficult for people to get the loans and things that they need. So the court came out and they said, hey, you know, the way this thing is set up, you have a director, but there's nobody overseeing it. There's nobody accountable to him. As a result, he needs accountability. And so the court said, you've got to set it up in a different way. This is unconstitutional. The CFPB gets its money automatically from the Federal Reserve. They don't get to question how they spend it. It only has one person running it, which is appointed by the president. But after he's appointed, he has complete authority. So the court said, you've got to set this up different. What I would like to do, what I've been advocating for a long time and many others, is making it such that, you know, it is under the authority of Congress, which it needs to be. Again, give accountability. Similar things like the Securities Exchange Commission and things that have regulatory power, they have commissions where there's several commissions, Republicans and Democrats. And so, again, you've got some balance. This thing has no balance. And as a result, they're spending lots of money and creating lots of regulation that's doing real damage to the people that need it the most.
Gone are the days where you can call your banker and say, I want to buy something, put some money in my checking account.
Which is so sad. You know, if we visited with many of your listeners, they tell us that that's how they got started. You know, a banker taking a chance on them because they had a gut feeling that they had a good idea. Maybe they had the education. They knew the family, you know, things like that, so they could go forward. Now, if you don't check all the boxes and meet all the various requirements, it simply doesn't happen. So as a result, people aren't being able to open up small business. They're not being able to expand, do the things they'd like. So it puts a real wet blanket on the economy. Those are things that's lost opportunity for creating jobs. But you're right. You know, back in the old days, you'd run in, you see the family banker, and because of who you were in the sense of your family, yourself doing a good job through the years, being a reliable person, you could get those loans. But that's not the case anymore. It's very, very difficult.
Well, Senator, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us here on Open Mic. And we appreciate you giving honor, especially for next week, for all those Every Second Count Tour, which is for the first responders of Arkansas.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And nobody represents a state or a country better than our first responders and all that they represent.